Good evening, Sam. Yeah, great round of footy coming up with the top eight playing each other. Yeah, we've heard this debate before, and we understand that footy clubs want that whole squad mentality. You know, one man goes out, one comes in, everyone plays their role. But let me tell you, Sam, on that last day of September, if you're not part of the 23 players that wins that game, I don't think you truly would feel part of a premiership. Does that mean you shouldn't get anything? Maybe not, but the medals on the day for me are exclusive to the 23 players that play. I would think even if you asked a player that wasn't playing and was an unlucky emergency perhaps, or just missed out or got injured late in the season, I don't think they want to walk up there on grand final day and get a medal. Now, that doesn't mean they don't get recognition in some other way, but the medals and the introduction and the presentation on grand final day, I think, is for the 23 and should stay that way.
So you and I and Thomas Gilbert, our super producer, have a pre-show meeting after you get off air with Jack at about 5 o'clock, and we go through, okay, what are we keen on talking about tonight? How do we start the show?
Because you were, do you feel the same way, just quickly?
Well, if you just let me get there. I was building up to it.
Were you?
But you know that I like to remain authentic with my opinions, as we saw last week.
Disagree and, for the sake of
I'm not just going to come up with something just to go against you to generate talk back. That's not how we do things.
I'm
in complete agreement with you. I think it's fine the way it is. I know the way they do it in the NBA and the NFL. I know the way they do it in soccer. I hate the fact that when a team wins the Champions League, we see the third goalkeeper that we've never seen all season come out and get a medal. I don't like that. I like the way it is in our game. But our producer, Thomas, made some very strong and I think some sound arguments. So we thought
we're going to let him bring them on air.
He's going to make his debut. Thomas, welcome to you.
G'day, Sam. G'day, Richo.
G'day, Tom.
Good to be with you on this side of the glass tonight.
Yes, great to have you. Tell us why you think the way that you do, and then we'd love to hear from our callers on 133-693.
So the first thing is, I don't think we should have these rings, which Craig Kelly and Simon Goodwin are advocating for. I think, as Richo and I agree, that's a, you know, massive gratuitous waste of money. We don't have that money. I don't know where it would come from, whether it would come from the soft cap, the players fund, the prize money,
the
team wins. Yeah, I think they get $1.2 million, something like that. I don't think we need that. And plus, it's a bit of an Americanization as well.
Agreed.
But I think that we should have more than 23 players who lace up their boots on grand final day be awarded with a premiership medallion. Because that's why we have this argument for the rings.
So are you saying a minimum amount of games needs to be played or just one game?
I think one game would be taking it too far and would be kicking the can down the road. I think we'd need to have a reasonable threshold.
Right.
The word reasonable, I think, is key. I'd say maybe more than half the games that a club plays in a premiership winning season, those players, whoever's passed that threshold.
So 12, as in more than half of the home and away games?
Maybe either that or, you know, taking into account the extra three or four that you'd play during the final series, you'd have that. And I think there's some pretty fair and equitable reasons why.
I still disagree. I don't like whether it's, 15, whether it's 10. Some will say if you play a singular game. Was it Marlon Pickett made his debut in 19 in the grand final? Is that right?
So
who would he have come in at the expense of, Richard? I started to put you on the spot there. But there would have been someone that was very unlucky that would have played previously.
I'd have to be...
We'll go back for Richmond fans or no on 133-693. And I remember thinking when the teams came out, Richard, on that Thursday night, as disappointed as I was for whoever that player that missed out, someone making his debut on grand final day, like that is something that you probably see in no other sport. And there's a romanticism involved in that. Now, I felt sick for John Noble on grand final day last year.
Oh, there's been plenty
of examples. Watching him welling up, crying. He's not the only example. But to your great point, Richo, and I'm not sure what your rebuttal is here, Thomas, but I'm not sure John would have actually wanted a medal.
I'd need Jack Graham was out injured
Jack Graham
hurt his shoulder. So look, I'd love to ask players that have just missed out whether
they would want
a medal on the day, or do they get it during the week or get it given to them? I don't know how you would do it, but for me, it's always been part of our game. They're so hard to win. It's a unique competition in the way it's structured with the finals and getting all the way through anyway. It's not like American basketball. They have a best of seven and they have so many different playoffs. But for me, If you don't make the 23, you don't play, you don't get a medal.
Okay, 133693, the best call tonight voted by Richo. Two bottles of the new DeBordley Woodfired Heathkit Tempranillo. Is Richo right? Should it just be for the 23? Or as the game modernises a little bit, is Thomas right? Should there be a games...
Threshold.
In which you, once you reach it, if your team is to win the premiership that year, Thomas, that you receive a medal also.
And I'm not just pulling this out of nowhere. I think there's some pretty sound reasons why. The first one is that I think there's too many loopholes under the current system, which just would lead to injustice. For example, right now, if a player was to play every game of the season, be odds on the best player in that team all year, and then in the preliminary final, in the last quarter, in the dying seconds, in garbage time, the team's already qualified for the grand final. All of a sudden, they, you know, get fly back with the ball. They get hit. They enter concussion protocols. They don't play the next week. They're not a premiership player. That's not right.
It's a good argument.
And on the other hand, coming
they didn't play on the day, though.
Okay, so I'll come back to that because it is about the players as well. And I've never played a game of AFL football. And Shorey came on mornings with Tom Elliott today and said that, you know, if he you know, was to be in a similar situation, he wouldn't want the medal. And with full respect to Shorey, I completely disagree because I think we've actually conditioned players, the way our system works, to believe that they don't matter if they weren't there on the day. That's not true at all. That's not true at all. It takes a village, as you said, Richo. They're hard. They're bloody hard to win.
And they've never
finals.
Preached that squad mentality more than what they do now.
Yeah.
And you've got two current people, obviously,
in
Craig Kelly and Simon Goodwin agreeing.
Strong debut from Thomas, the super producer.
I mightn't come back next week.
Stay there.